Wisdom is the principal thing to get, and reflection is the noblest pathway to wisdom. This podcast will empower you with inspiration, motivation, insights, and wisdom to thrive and win in your world. So, let's get started with your host, Femi Luther Agbegunde.
Thank you for joining me again in this podcast. We've been enjoying ourselves with the law of work. Today, I would like to talk about the law of network. Your network is very, very key for your survival in the business world. Your network is very, very key for your survival at work. This is very, very important because King Solomon said in one of his books that in the multitude, in the quality of people is the honor of a king. But in the littleness of people is the destruction of the prince. This tells me networking is a key to a successful career and future. You can have the skill, you can have the education, but without connections, it will be very difficult to move ahead. That is why you must continually build your network. In every sector, there is a need for you to know the right set of people. Joseph would have remained in the prison if he never knew the butler that introduced him to the king. Peter would never have met Jesus if Andrew never introduced him to Jesus. Paul, the apostle Paul, would have never been acceptable among the apostles if Barnabas never brought him closer. You need people to meet people. Everyone needs someone to become somebody. You are not an island. You need to build your network. And in building your network, you need to network in four areas. Number one, you need to network with those that have gone ahead of you. This is very key because it takes those ahead of you to pull you ahead. You need to network, number one, like I said, but those ahead of you. Number two, you need to network with those that are on the same plane with you. These are the men and women you'll be climbing the ladder with. You need to network with them to get what are the current thinking among your peers. You need to network with them to know what they're doing so you can also sharpen the saw. Number three, you need to also network with those that are below you. This is also very key because as you keep advancing in your work, in your career, things actually are changing. And some of the things that are changing, you may not be at par with some of those things that are changing. So when you network with those that are below you, they give you the current thinking and the current trend that you have advanced. But in you understanding and meeting and knowing this set of people, you tend to reinvent yourself. This is very key. Number four, you need to network with the future. What do I mean by this? The work environment is drastically changing. And if you don't change with change, change will change you. I'll say that again. If you don't change with change, change will change you. This is very, very key for you to network with the future. You need to continually know what is the future of my business. And for you to know the future of your sector, you continually need to network with the wider space of people, with a wider association that are available in your particular field. You need to access all this form of information based on your network. And aside this, there is a difference between your network and your net worth. I'll say that again. There was a difference between your network and your net worth. Your network are the set of people that you know. Your net worth are the set of people that know you. Your network is a set of people that you know, that you have their numbers, that you can call anytime, any day. But your network are those who also have your number and they can call you and they have what you need. So as you go out today in your daily activities, it's very, very key that you build your network and your net worth. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us as we come to the end of this podcast. For more information on Femi Luther's library, you can visit his website www.femiluther.net or his social media handles, Instagram and Twitter at Femi Luther, that is F-E-M-M-Y-L-U-T-H-E-R. On Facebook, it's Wisdom Edge Signatures.